What does innovation sound like? It sounds like the luxury of being in the moment with your customer, client, or patient. It sounds like having the right information right when you need it. It sounds like being at your best for your customers and your business. Thanks to Hyland's intelligent content solutions that improve digital processes, innovators everywhere are able to do their thing better, whatever that thing is. Now, who doesn't like the sound of that? Hyland, for innovators everywhere. Visit Hyland.com.
Moncrief on News Talk.
Now, you'd think that nowadays everybody's able to type, but because of smartphones and tablets and the like, many members of Gen Z, God love them, lack this skill, which can cause them problems if they take up any sort of office work. Frances Walsh is Centre Manager of Pitman Training in Dublin. Afternoon, Frances.
Hi, Sean. Nice to talk to you. How are you?
Are you finding this to be true?
Definitely, yeah. We're finding there's a big skills gap in terms of people coming to us from maybe school, you know, needing to learn how to type for their leaving cert or college. And I suppose not even just that generation, you know, we've a lot of people coming to us to change their career, you know, maybe never really use a computer in an office environment, and all of a sudden they're, you know, needing to use computers for, you know, typing in Microsoft Word or Excel, and they just simply don't have the typing skill.
That's mad, because I suppose they can type with their thumbs very quickly, but they've never used the rest of their fingers before.
Yeah, it's a completely different ball game when all of a sudden you're sitting there with a keyboard in front of you. And look, I mean, everyone can type to some extent, but, you know, if you're under pressure in your new job or you have a deadline, you're typing up an exam, you know, all of a sudden then, you know, it does become, you know, a real difficulty if you don't have the skill and the speeds to be able to type, you know, using the correct technique that we would call touch typing.
Yeah, and it seems as if the amount of people who can touch type, as in touch type properly, has dramatically plummeted. The people that you're getting in nowadays, because I suppose maybe like 30 or 40 years ago, it was maybe mostly women, maybe mostly looking for kind of some sort of secretarial positions.
Yeah.
And nowadays, at what ages are they? What kind of backgrounds do people have?
Oh, I suppose we get all ages, you know, I suppose right from teenagers needing to learn how to type for school. You know, a lot of teenagers now are allowed to use their laptop. We have, you know, all different age groups, you know, maybe people that have been in one job for a long time, want to change. We've other people that are already in their job and, you know, maybe their boss is saying, look, you know, you need to be a little bit more efficient, you know, increase productivity a little bit. So we get people coming from, you know, the corporate environment, but just people just set up themselves, you know, kind of struggling with the stress and the effort that it takes to kind of type what they need to type, you know, wanting to learn just for themselves. So all age groups, you know, all different walks of life. But it's a skill that everyone really should have. You know, we find that once people learn, they say, look, I should have learned how to do it years ago. It saved me so much time and stress, you know. Across the board, it's really for everyone.
Yeah, and I can't help but notice that you're a Pitman training. So you teach shorthand as well?
We do still, would you believe? I suppose that's where Pitman started many years ago. The history would, Sir Isaac Pitman, he came up with the shorthand system and would have developed the first secretarial skills many, many, many years ago, which would have focused on typing and shorthand. But I suppose we have evolved since then. We do a lot of administration, computer, IT courses. But, you know, we do come back to the typing again and again, I suppose, in fact, most of our kind of typical administration courses, business courses, would include touch typing.
Yeah.
Because I suppose the feeling is, well, look, I mean, if you're brilliant on computer systems and, you know, but you're lacking in the typing skills, then, you know, it has a negative effect. So we felt, you know, it's definitely a skill that, you know, most students who would come to us would definitely want to learn.
Yeah. So, but do people learn the shorthand so much anymore?
Not so much.
Yeah,
you know, it's still there. We do get,
yeah,
you know, yeah, we do get some journalists that would like to do it. Maybe people working as an executive assistant, you know, takes a lot of minutes. It can still be quite useful for that. You know, but it's not as popular as it used to be. It's quite a, you know, bit of a tricky one to learn. It takes a lot of time. But we still do it. You know, we still teach it.
Yeah, no, because I learned, it was Greg I learned back, you know,
Greg,
at a hedge school, and, kind of thing. And when people come into you to learn how to type? Is it still like you have to get to 25 words a minute or something? You know, is there a number there?
I suppose 20 to 25 would be the kind of minimum target. So when somebody does our typing course, at the end of that, they would expect to be around 20 to 25 words per minute. But, you know, that will increase over time, you know, if they stick with the skill that they've learned. You know, over time, that will increase to potentially 40, 50, even 60 or 70 words per minute.
Mm-hmm.
I suppose really the goal for us is to teach somebody the technique and the accuracy rather than focusing on the speed. Because if you try and start out by, you know, learning how to type quite quickly, you know, you'll make more mistakes and, you know, it's harder to focus on what you're actually trying to do. So, but yeah, at the end of it, yeah, typically somebody can type around 25 words per minute without looking down. You know, using all fingers. And I think maybe something that you'd like to learn how to do, Sean.
Typing
could do it a bit of improvement.
Oh, well, it probably could. I learned to type on a typewriter. So you can hear me typing on the other side of the office because I'm whacking the crap out of that keyboard because that feels like typing to me. Frances, thanks William, for talking to us today. That was Frances Walsh there, Centre Manager of Pitman Training on Pier Street in Dublin.
Moncrief, weekdays at 2 p.m. on News Talk.
At Highland, we're all about celebrating little wins and little ways to innovate digital processes. There's no customer pain point too small for us to help with. Maybe that's why more than half of the Fortune 100 looks to Highland to connect their content and data, improve processes, and turn little efficiencies into big wins for their customers and clients. Highland, intelligent content solutions for innovators everywhere at highland.com.